It's my pleasure this morning to welcome into the studio Senior Sergeant Brett Stevenson, Highway Patrol, Moreton South, and he's joining us today to talk about last week's Road Safety Week. Good morning, Senior Sergeant Brett Stevenson. Today we're going to be talking about road safety. Queensland Road Safety Week is fast approaching. Tell us a little bit about how important that week is in your calendar.
Yeah, good morning, Rosemary. Thanks for having me today. Road safety is always important to the Queensland Police. However, Road Safety Week is a time where we work to raise awareness and educate drivers about good driving behaviour. Queensland Police are committed to reducing the trauma on Queensland roads, but we can't do that without the help of those using our roads as well. Educating people about the Fatal Five driving behaviours through community engagement is extremely important to us during this week. Our increased presence on the roads is a reminder to all drivers to rethink their driving decisions.
Now, Senior Sergeant Brett, I mean, we all know about the Fatal Five, but look, tell us again, please.
Okay, so everyone should know by now that the Fatal Five are speeding, drink and drug driving, failing to wear seatbelts, driving while tired or fatigued, and distracted driving. Mm-hmm. These are all very much major contributors to lives lost on our roads and are all avoidable. So speeding, for example, is a major factor in serious injury and fatal traffic crashes. Speeds just 5 kilometres an hour over the speed limit in urban areas are enough to double the risk of a casualty crash. Drink and now drug driving, which is more prevalent than it's ever been, is also very important. More than one in four drivers and riders killed on Australian roads have a blood alcohol content that exceed the legal limit, which for a normal driver is 0.05. Driving whilst under the influence of drugs is similar to drink driving. However, when you combine drugs and alcohol together, it increases your impairment considerably. Seatbelts. We've had seatbelts around for a long time now. Failure to wear a seatbelt is one of the leading causes of road crash death. Unrestrained drivers and passengers are 8 times more likely to be killed on a road crash. Also, remember to make sure that your passengers are also buckled up, and especially your kids as well. Driver distraction, for us, a lot of that's mobile phones nowadays. Using a mobile phone while driving increases your risk of a crash fourfold, even when using a hands-free kit. Around 60% of drivers have admitted to using their mobile phones to talk and text while driving.
Goodness me. Now, sadly, the road toll just keeps rising. Brett, can you tell us how many people have lost their lives on roads just in the Moreton Bay this year?
Yeah, so sadly this year, Rosemary, we've had 13 people die on our roads in the Moreton District, which is four more than the same time that we had last year. Sadly, some of the most vulnerable road users, which are motorcyclists, have featured very heavily in these statistics. Motorcycle riders and their passengers make up around 27% of lives lost on Queensland roads, which is a shocking statistic considering they make up only about 5% of vehicles registered on the road. As one of the most vulnerable road users, research shows that they are 30 times more likely to be killed in a crash than car occupants. Every life lost is one too many, and it is the high number of fatalities that have shaped our increased presence on the roads.
Absolutely. And what is our final message to motorists?
Just to take a few extra seconds and consider vulnerable road users like motorcyclists and learner drivers. Especially with the motorcycles, actively look for riders, double check before changing lanes and take extra care in the wet. Always consider the fatal five behaviours and get to your destination safely, and keep making happy memories for you and your family.
Now, before I let you go, Senior Sergeant Brett, we hear that you've got a special hosting of an event for learner drivers. Tell us about that.
Yep, so and some other police districts in Queensland have started doing some learner driver nights. So on the 4th of September in the Moreton District, we're partnering with the Lakeside Raceway to put on a learner driver night. The purpose of these nights is to provide familiarisation for learner drivers and their people that are supervising them when faced with emergency vehicles and personnel. Pulling over out of the way to allow emergency vehicles to pass, to the act of being pulled over and interaction and the RBT process. Learners will be briefed in a short classroom environment before heading out onto the Lakeside Raceway circuit for the driving activities. This opportunity allows learners to become confident in their actions when faced with flashing lights and sirens, as well as what to expect when interacting with emergency staff.
Senior Sergeant Brett Stevenson, QPS for the Moreton Region. Thanks very much for coming in and chatting with us today. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.